Welcome back to From Out of the City. Hi, this is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet, coming to you from cityoflegends.com, talking about poetry. This week, the week ending June 9th, the topic is going to be my daughter. Why my daughter? Well, this week's her birthday. Happy birthday, Perry. This Friday, June 9th, my lovely daughter will be 25 years old, and yes, it pains me as a man still in his prime to admit to having a 25-year-old child. Just the other day, I was speaking to a young woman who commented that her birthday was coming up next week, and I said, how old are you going to be? She said, 25. I said, my daughter's birthday's next week. She said, how old is she going to be? I said, 4 days younger than you. That hurt. That really hurt, having to admit that. But I think I'll survive. Anyway, my daughter Perry has been the inspiration for a lot of my work. She was very, very important to me. Still is the most important person in the world to me. And whereas I haven't always been the best of fathers, it's difficult always being right. I still love her deeply. And I'm going to share some of the poetry I've written over the years to her. And what I'm going to kick off with first is a piece from my book, The Morgantown Suite Poems, entitled 10 Fingers, 10 Toes. 10 fingers, 10 toes, and a cute little nose that she can't see beyond. And look, she just yawned. Amazing the changes, how the world rearranges for 10 fingers, 10 toes. And a cute little nose. And that poem celebrates more than just the birth of my daughter. I've always found babies fascinating. I remember in fifth grade, I was on my school basketball team when my brother Mark was born. And I quit the team to just stay home and look at the baby. I just thought they were fascinating things. And always wanted to be a dad. Haven't been particularly the best dad in the world, although far from the worst. I've always found babies fascinating. And Perry's arrival was very big for me because it changed my life in many ways. My marriage was in pretty bad shape. And I had already made the decision to quit the marriage. And Perry's birth made me rededicate myself to the marriage. And although the marriage did eventually fail, it held together for an additional 14 years. 15 years. So that was largely fueled by the desire to be a good father to my daughter. And although sometimes I played more the role of the big brother or the best friend than the father, which I'm sure some child and developmental psychologists out there would fault me for, I did what I could. And yeah, I know that's the standard line of everybody who fails. I don't think I failed. I think my daughter is a remarkable person. I take great pride in her accomplishments. This fall, she's planning to marry. I've met the young man. I approve of the young man. I think she made a remarkably good choice, and I think he's a very smart guy for grabbing her while she's available. So, congratulations, Perry and Brian. And yes, I will be there. I already have my plane tickets. Next up, we have a poem called For Memory Made, and this was written for my daughter on her 17th birthday. I had been divorced for a couple years at that time. I was living in Los Angeles. She was living in suburban Washington, D.C. with her mother and her younger brothers. And I really, 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 really missed her. And Perry was, like me, something of a caffeine person, except she took hers hot in the morning. She had to have her big cup of tea or hot chocolate or something to get her jump started. And this piece is from that aspect. The heat does not lay asleep forever, but rises to the lip of the cup and calls with finite patience for a kiss from a hungry mouth to pass its wisdom and essence in fluid and a rude awakening of flavor and caffeine. How long has it been since last I held you? How long has it been since last I sang you the nursery song I wove for your comfort? Too long, and memories made may fray, but do not unravel. So drink your morning, chew your twilight, and hold open times yet unborn for new and better things to come and linger, weaving their craftsmanship into the tapestries, thread by thread by thread by thread by thread. While I was, like I refer to it, in exile in Los Angeles, I couldn't always make it back at key moments. And one of the occasions I missed was Perry's 16th birthday. And so I wrote her this poem. And yes, this is not my first take on it. Let's see if I get through it this time. Poor Perry, 16 candles. I could not be there today to make ceremony of this measure of time. And so I send to you words, not simple things, these offerings, but made and marked over the centuries by men and women and children who lived and toiled and died in shame and trust and pride, for purposes and reasons and religions and causes and laws and freedoms we cannot possibly ever fully comprehend. But here they are. And here we are. And the candles glow brighter this year, for there are more and many more to come, I pray. Do not yet put away the toys on the shelf, for childhood is a good thing to cling to and linger on and sing about. When the roll of Atlas with the weight of the world is more than you care to bear, and here you are, and here I am. And I wish you, with all the love I can communicate, through miles and barriers more than mere physicalities, love and joy and happiness, and a cup of all the love of mine you care to drink, be it sips, or slurps, or gulps, or guzzles. You have no idea how rough this recording session is getting to me, but I'm determined to get through it, if for no other reason than the catharsis, but also because it's a side of my work that's often neglected by my editors and critics. I write about more than the heart and the loins. I also write about the heart and the family. What I'd like to close on is a piece that I wrote a few years back, realizing that my daughter was, and probably always will be, quite angry with me over the circumstances of my divorce, which was my fault, but nonetheless, there's a big difference between being forgiven and being forgotten, and there's an irony in that word. But this is a piece I wrote a few years ago called An Apology to My Daughter. And it draws a parallel between familial love and theological love. I think that God is the model of love. I've said before, and I'll say it again, and I'll get ugly, ugly death threats and emails over it. I don't believe an atheist can truly love, because they don't have a model of perfect love to start from. Humans are imitative, and we look for styles of love, styles of action, styles of language and conduct to mimic. And if we're given bad examples, we are bad children. And I think that we're asking a lot when we ask people to be as forgiving as God. But at the same time, God is perfect. We are not. And if God, who is perfect, can forgive our sins, then people who are not perfect need to find a way. And I know I've not always been great at that. I'm working on it. But anyway, Here is the poem, An Apology to My Daughter. No one should come to God from guilt or fear, but simply by love. And so it should be between two people who love that they should be able to embrace life without anger or fear at the distance that stands between heaven and hell, between being in your grace and being the focus of your anger. I am lost without your joy in me, and am found only in the evidence that you are capable of being the loving deity of the New Testament, and not the judgmental lord of the Aaronic priesthood. Forgive me, for I have fallen short of the perfection that was always an illusion, but one I reveled in, and took, I think, for granted, at least once, that I should not have. My sins are many, but my penitent heart is all I have to offer, as the child leads to redemption. I was going to read you a cycle I wrote about Perry when she was younger, but I decided not to because there's too many little embarrassing anecdotes exposed in that, and she'd never forgive me for that either. And no need to put more alienation. I've said before that I write out of conflict. The majority of my work's about my daughter is about the pain of separation. I've written other pieces about her, as I've already referenced. But the artist, the creative artist, writes from conflict and defiance. I have no desire to defy my relationship with my daughter. She's a good person, and I would rather she have a long and happy and healthy life without me in it than to have a disaster with me in it. I'm not that selfish. I'm not that much the monster. But it's the conflict of the heart. You know, we give our children the permission to grow up and move away and seek new horizons. And we take joy in that. But there's also an ache associated with that. So anyway, happy birthday, Perry. Have a great week. I'll see you in September. Take care. God bless. Your father loves you. This is William F. DeVault from Out of the City. See you next week.